If I could have all the time, emotion, energy, and money back from worrying, resenting people, and being offended. If I could have all that back, I can't even tell you how rich I would be.
This is the playbook.
Here's how I define fear. One, Freud did a great job of talking about primal fear. So what does that mean? Number one, we do things that we're afraid will cause us to fight, to run away or flee or flight, that we're not going to eat. So, you know, one of the greatest fears is we're not going to have enough money to eat. We're not going to have enough food, right? These are basic primal fears that cause you to do dumb shit. And then the other F word, procreate. A lot of people are driven from fear that they're not going to be able to procreate. But to practice ending fear goes far beyond the innate emotional primal fears. It goes to these secondary fears that ruins people's lives. You know, how does it ruin people's lives? It wastes their time. It wastes their emotions and energy. It wastes their money. It accelerates them in the wrong direction, away from what they want. Let me explain. How many of you have worried in your life? If I could add up all the time, emotion, money, and energy you've wasted worrying, how rich would you be? How many of you have felt inferior? If I could take all the time, emotion, money, and energy you wasted on feeling inferior, how much richer would you be? How many of you have been offended? This is my biggest one. I practice this every day. If I could have two things back, oh, three really. If I could have all the time, emotion, energy, and money back from worrying, resenting people, and being offended. If I could have all that back, I can't even tell you how rich I would be. There'd be so much time, emotion, energy, and money in my life that I've wasted. And so when I talk about practicing ending fear, you need to identify what you're afraid of. Ego is based off of a fear of loss. It's the need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be superior, inferior, separate, anxious, fearful, guilty is another one. And so by teaching people the needs of the ego instead of just some obtuse Freudian use of the ego and the id, etc., but truly practical, saying, okay, what you're feeling now is an illusion. It's created by the ego because you have a fear of loss. You feel offended, but that's an illusion. I can't do anything about that other than teach you that and make you aware of, hold on, when I feel this way, I go back. I'm a firm believer in meditation in any form, to go back to center. It's a baseline for life. Fear, anxiety, shortages, voids, obstacles, need to be right, need to be offended. If I feel guilty, these are all things I want to be aware of.
Right.
Because these are all things through the experiences I've had that when I don't address that first and go back to center, to the peaceful place, that I'm not going to make good decisions. I'm going to create resistance. I actually think that I'm putting faith into what I don't want. If I feel guilty, I'm putting faith into what I don't want. If I feel scared, I'm putting faith into what I don't want. If I feel offended, I'm putting faith into what I don't want. That's why I meditate. It's just a practice. It's a skill. So it's how quickly can I get rid of the guilt, get rid of the offense. In other words, how quickly can I go back to center, in the flow, in peace, where I can be most productive and accessible to others and access what I want.